WildCountry.fm, your country favorites. It is Monday. It is Wild Country Connects. And because it's Monday, we are joined by Dave Cohen of CCOM Federal Credit Union. Dave, good day.
How you doing today?
Very fine. Now, Dave, I really appreciate your time coming in. And I know that we're going to cover something that pretty much everybody can relate to somehow or another.
Oh, yeah. I think, you know, especially going through life, whatever you do, the steps you take, that awful D word that everybody goes through is debt. We're going to talk about some ways to get out of it a little faster or maybe a little bit easier on you. Sometimes debt can feel insurmountable. It could be a big stressor. So the first thing I want to talk about is creating a budget. That's something that I think everybody should do. Everybody should take the time, just write down what your income is, write down your expenses, and you'll start to figure out what you can do. Having a written budget, it's a great tool for keeping track, and it'll be kind of a roadmap to identify your needs and your wants. You know, the spending, though, is where you should really pay attention, because you know you have bills. You know you have things that you're going to be spending every single month regularly. However, there are those little things that you pay for every so often, and I know we all do it. A cup of coffee. Maybe you just pick up a cup of coffee every single morning before work. A lot of people do it. Maybe an extra $4 or $5 a day, but you know that could turn into $20 a week. That could turn into $80 a month, and that money could be going towards your debt. A budget will show you where your money goes and give you the ability to proactively target that debt. Another thing, make more than the minimum payment. You know, you see that the bills come in, you see what you owe, and a lot of people just make that minimum payment, especially on credit cards. The minimum payments, you know, they're better than no payments at all, but making that minimum payment, it'll lead to taking much longer to pay off and cost you a lot more money in the long run. What you could also do is make multiple payments. If you have two little payments each month that still equate to a larger than your minimum payment, that could work too. And speaking of those credit cards, that high interest debt, that's where you should really look. Your credit card is most likely your debt with the highest interest rate, so it's important to work on that first. Now, typical interest rates for credit cards are pretty high. Anywhere from 18 to 25, 26 is really common. That's a lot of extra money that you're going to be paying. So try to use your card less or maybe even not at all while you focus on paying that balance down. If you have a hard time stopping, just take it out. Take it out of your wallet. Take it out of your purse. You know, wherever you have it, put it in a safe place. And then once you finish paying that down, use it for items that you know you're going to have money for. You know, look at that budget that you created and say, all right, well, I'm going to get groceries. I have my utility bills. I have gas. All right. Use your credit card for that. And that way, you know, you're going to have money at the end of the month. Pay off your entire balance. And that way you have no interest. What's a really fun thing that sometimes you get at work? A bonus or a raise every single year. Think about your tax return. Any large injection of cash that you get, you can put that towards your debt. Some people, you know, they kind of splurge on other things. You know, you could use it for some things, you know, use it for things that you want, but make sure to take some of that because it's money you didn't have. So take some of that and put it towards your debt. You know, it can really affect your budget. It can make a big difference in your debt payments. And we just talked about making more than the minimum payment. So if you can use that to help out, you know, it's a great way to do it. Consider your overall financial situation. Use that money to pay off a lot more of your debt. And the last thing I want to talk about is a consolidation loan. That's something that a lot of people have done. They've gone into their financial institution and they've taken out a consolidation loan. It takes all of your debt, whichever debt that is, brings it into one easy monthly payment. And it's pretty convenient too. And if you think about it, if you have a really high interest rate as far as a credit card goes, you make a consolidation loan and that interest rate drops. Yeah, you'll still have to pay the amount, but the interest is where people forget that they're paying so much more. It creates a reasonable period to pay off your debt without feeling overwhelmed. And, you know, that means less money coming out of your pocket and a lot less stress as well.